Time for our Cyclone Insider here on the Morning Kickstart. It's Iowa's Best Country, Kicks 101.1, with the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, John Walters. John, how are you?
I'm doing great, Brandon. How are you?
I am doing great. A busy travel weekend for you today. Matchup for the Iowa State Cyclone football team against Texas, a top 25 matchup here today, and then basketball on Sunday. But this matchup later today against Texas, a really pivotal one. 5-2 is Texas on the season. 6-2 is Iowa State. This is a game where I think a lot of people might, if Iowa State wins it, they're going to come away and think, wow, Iowa State definitely has to be one of the favorites in the Big 12 for sure.
Yeah, I mean, if Iowa State can win this game today, they will be very much in the driver's seat to get to the Big 12 championship game. It is not a 100% certainty mathematically, but it's like Dumb and Dumber. I mean, it's that remote of a chance that it's not going to happen. So, if they can win this game, they're going to be in great, great shape.
Well, I tell you what, surprising last week, and a lot of people, Iowa State fans, were sort of rooting for Oklahoma to beat Oklahoma State, and that game, not as close as anyone thought it was going to be.
Oklahoma's playing really well.
Yeah.
They've been playing great, really since that early loss to Iowa State. And, you know, it's not surprising that they struggled out of the gate a little bit with a freshman quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I think and a lot of guys suspended. You know, they had a bunch of guys who were suspended who have become available to them again as the season's gone on and are really good players. And so I think most people consider them the front runner, the team to beat in the Big 12 Conference.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, Iowa State's beaten them once, and if they can get to that rematch in the Big 12 championship game, I think they'll go in there with a lot of confidence. But first things first, you know,
yeah.
A really good Texas team today and then a really good West Virginia team next week. So Iowa State has two really tough games remaining on its regular schedule.
What do you think the key is for Iowa State today, to slow down Sam Ehlinger?
Yeah, that always is key when you play them, but he is so good. You know, the guy's accounted for 122 touchdowns in his career, whether it's running or passing. I mean, that's a lot. And he is a dynamic player, very hard to get to the ground, equally good at throwing and running, and he's a huge challenge for Iowa State. Now, that said, Iowa State's been playing very well defensively, but they're going to be tested today. And Texas has really good wide receivers. They have good running backs as well, a really big physical offensive line. And I think, Brandon, when you look at this game, you have to think about the trenches first, because 2 years ago, Iowa State went down to Texas basically with the same type of circumstances. If they won, they were going to be in the Big 12 championship game.
Mm-hmm.
And they got beat physically up front on both sides of the ball. I think Iowa State is better prepared to match up physically with Texas. And I'm not saying that there are still some tremendously athletic Texas players on both sides of the ball. There are. But I think Iowa State's closed that gap a little bit.
Kickoff is coming up at 11 o'clock here on Kicks. And, of course, the pregame show starts at 9 o'clock. Final question for you, John. Holy smokes, tip-off at noon on Sunday for the basketball season as Iowa State will host Arkansas Pine Bluff. Injuries last year, they faced a lot of adversity, but, you know, a pretty solid crew coming back for him this year, right?
Yeah, they have some good players back, you know, starting with Rozier Bolton, Solomon Young, George Condit. I mean, they have some nice pieces of the puzzle coming back. They have dealt with some injuries in camp here, and they're maybe not going to be at 100% full strength going into this opener, but I think they've added some nice pieces. Jalen Coleman-Lanz, who comes in from DePaul as a graduate transfer, is a guy with a lot of maturity, a really good basketball player. I think he'll help them immensely. Tyler Harris, transfer from Memphis, I think will help them. Everybody's excited about the debut of Xavier Foster, who had, you know, a great prep career here in the state of Iowa. And so there's a lot of good things going on with this Iowa State basketball program, but it's going to take a little while for it all to come together. I'll be real curious to see how they look, how sharp they look on Sunday, and I'm sure it'll be a work in progress, but
mm-hmm.
I think Steve Prohm's excited about this team.
Yeah, a lot to be excited about with Iowa State Athletics right now. John, thanks for the time. Have a great call this weekend.
All right, thanks a lot, Brandon.